feel like we're the part of history right now. We've created history, and it's a very proud moment for us to be at the gathering, which is something based on something that originated from India. Yoga is of Indian origin. To be celebrating it at such a high level, it feels great.
What are you hoping to bring back to India and tell all your fellow friends who weren't able to be here today?
Today's event is one of the most cherished memories that I'll have. An event where we got to know that not just India, but yoga is something that is being spread worldwide and everyone has an interest in it. What we got to see out here, the people from everywhere were attending the function. It was like very good to know that. So it will be like I could tell them that it's not just us, it's everywhere. Yoga has spread worldwide.
What were some of the moments that for you were the most emotional?
When we heard our Foreign Minister Sushma Swaraj addressing us and the Secretary General addressing us. And yes, we enjoyed doing the yoga.
What kind of poses did you do today?
We did Vajrasana, we did the Tree Asana, we did the Shavasana. I find the Shavasana very relaxing. And then we did the one in which we are in the tree pose, then the butterfly one, then there was one in which we just pull ourselves up with our hands on the ground.
Do you have a favorite yoga pose?
I go with the tree one.
The yoga session was led by Guru Sri Sri Shankar. Sagarika's classmate, Amulya, who's turning 17 next month, shared the reason why she started practicing yoga.
I was basically very interested in yoga from my childhood because my mother is very keen on it. It's like a part of my life. It's very integral.
What positive aspects has yoga brought to your life?
The best part is, you know, if you want to distinguish between us, we can find a million reasons. But they are lesser so if you want to unite. And yoga is something very simple and healthy, and it brings all of us together as one. It knits us together, and that's the best part of it.
You spoke about the relationship between yoga and education. Can you tell me a little bit more about that?
Yeah, you know, there are many times, you know, in a student life where, you know, we are confused between our choices and everything, and yoga really helps us concentrate and find our motives in our life and realize what's truly important for us. It helps clear our minds, you know, in ways we can't even think possible.